This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, day number 3 at Anarchapulco 2017. It has been a fantastic event so far. My first time in Mexico, my first time at Anarchapulco as well. Mark, your second.
Our first time doing Free Talk Live from a foreign country.
Yeah. I guess you're right about that.
Yep. I guess it's not a foreign country when you're in it, though.
Right. I think you called in when you were here the first year. You came to the first one. You called in with some updates. But, yeah, now we get to actually experience the full...
It's not Free Talk Live until you have the soundboard.
Yeah, that's true.
Sitting in place.
Yeah. And luckily it made it through the ridiculous Mexico City airport shenanigans, which was just something else, man. Let me give you a brief rundown of Mexico City, which I'd never been to this airport before. By the way, Terry Brock joining us in the studio here. Hey,
he's
Terry.
The MC of Anacuaco.
Yeah, great to be with you guys.
Yes. So you've been to these before, I take it?
Oh, yes. This is my third Anarchapulco, and I'm second year now doing MC work.
Did you have to go through Mexico City?
Yeah, went through Mexico City. This time it was smooth. It
really?
Was really easy, no problem at all. And actually, I've had less hassle in Mexico City than I've ever had in the United States.
I would agree with that, too.
As far as the security went, it wasn't as hassle-y, but talk about confusing.
Talk about confusing.
We get off the plane, we go through this, like, long walk through tunnels. Then we come out into a line of some kind of checkpoint for immigration. They stamped some papers and, you know, moved us along, and then we came over to where baggage was coming off. I'm like, well, you know, normally you don't take your bags again in the middle of a flight change, but in Mexico City you do.
Yes, and many other countries too.
Yeah, so we got our, you know, happened to stop and look, and, oh yeah, those are our bags. Okay, let's take those. And then they're like, okay, now you need to put it, we walked a little more, and then now we have to put it on another conveyor belt, which hopefully would be going to the place where we wanted it to. And then we ended up getting on first of all, we had a guy who's like, tip for me? And I was like, tea for you? I don't know what you're saying. And then later he said tip, and I kind of got it. Like, oh, he wants a tip to, you know, show us where to go. So like, I gave him a couple bucks. I gave him $1 first, and he kind of stood there, and he, you know, that wasn't enough. So I gave him another one, and he got us to the terminal train, which then took us all the way over to Terminal 2, where we got off and then waited for a while at this gate, which was confusing. The times were changing on the flight arrival. One of the guys from the conference saw the time change to like a half hour later. He went to go and get some dinner. Well, the time then changed back to being on time, and so he missed his flight.
Oh,
luckily,
boy.
Luckily, we stayed there rather than going and exploring the airport. Finally get on. We get on a bus. The bus then takes us out to the airplane. And when we finally got on and got out of there, man, it was just...
Welcome to international travel.
Yeah, it was a first for me.
Everything was great on Aeromexico, so...
So, Terry, I'm told that you are a motivational speaker.
Well, actually, not motivational, but more marketing, technology.
I'm motivated already, really.
But, you know, you got to be a little bit motivational, I think, in whatever you do. If you want to persuade people peacefully, then you need to be able to be persuasive.
How'd you get hooked up with this event?
Well, I heard about it. I actually started on YouTube, watching what Jeff Berwick was doing and realizing, wow, this guy's talking about living life with peace and not initiating force or coercion and a thing called anarchy, which I thought, oh, wait a minute, that means Molotov cocktail.
That seems bad.
Then you realize, no, that's somebody that they've hijacked that word. We're really talking about peaceful living, voluntarily interchanging with others, and letting people do whatever they want as long as they take responsibility for their life and they don't harm another.
Right. And how long ago was that?
I think that was about 4 or 5 years ago.
So it was Jeff Berwick that was kind of your entry into the liberty movement in general, or were you kind of already libertarian before?
Oh, yeah. I've been a libertarian and a believer in liberty and freedom for many, many years.
Okay.
You know, I think it started for me back in when I was in MBA program studying economics, and I saw this program on TV called Free to Choose by these people called Rose and Milton Friedman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what really turned it around for me, because I could see, hey, this really makes sense to believe in freedom. freedom and liberty and understand that we can do what we want. We don't need some person coming around telling us what to do and realize that just because someone has a badge, that doesn't give them extra rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all equal under the law, and we do better that way. We
have a badge that says that. I actually have a badge
that
says
that. Yeah, I know that cop lock. They're great. I love those folks.
Badges don't grant extra rights.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and Pete Ayers here from Cop Lock, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet, but I probably will as MC here.
You were pretty much working as hard as anybody could, moving from place to place and all that stuff. It's your dynamo out there. It's amazing.
Well, the benefit of being the MC is you actually do get to kind of be around for the presentations, whereas we kind of have to hang out over here in the corner and interview. So we get a little taste of the event. We try to give that to our listeners. So is this your first year MCing?
Oh, no, I've been MC last year here, mm-hmm. and last year I was also the MC at Freedom Fest out in Las Vegas.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't tell you that. Terry Brock not only has done a lot of MCing, he's, in my opinion,
the
very best MC that you can get for a liberty-oriented event, because he's just going to take care of it. There's a lot of work, and he does it seamlessly.
Right, you've done some of it.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Right.
It's not easy to be a nice guy and be the MC at the same time.
You were saying you've got to wrangle the speaker. You've got to make sure they stay on time, right?
Well, exactly. Imagine this. You're going to be MC, meaning that you've got to tell them to keep on time and all that, with a group of anarchists who don't want to obey anyone. So what I did is I said, wait a minute, it's very simple. How many of you believe, and you might have been there and seen it, raise your hand if you believe in a thing called the non-aggression principle.
Mm-hmm.
People say, oh yeah, I like that. And that means you don't aggress and take from others. What is the most precious resource we have?
Time.
Time. And if you are taking time from the next speaker, you are aggressing.
Yeah.
So we just say, we all agree, that's not going to happen, right? And everyone says yes. And so we say, okay, when you have 2 minutes to go, Terry's on stage, so you bring it in for a landing.
That makes sense. And so has everybody been pretty good about it?
Everyone.
So
to a person.
Good.
What last year was, and this year has been so far.
Well, I blew over time in my presentation yesterday, but you weren't in my room. So
that's true.
And there was nobody coming after me, so it was all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
It wasn't a problem.
That's probably the reason they put you in there. They knew you were going to be trouble.
Well, you know, a lot of people had questions about moving to New Hampshire. Now, where do you hail from? I mean, where do you, you know, make your home base?
A place that has, like New Hampshire, a very reasonable state income tax, Florida. So I'm there where you two used to be, there in Sarasota. But I'm in Orlando.
Oh, Orlando. Yeah. Okay.
See, I'm a speaker. So as a professional speaker, a lot of conventions in Orlando. I realize I could live anywhere. So people say, Terry, why did you move to Orlando? I was in Atlanta where I went to Georgia State and lived there for a while. Well, I love the W's. It was the water. Lakes all over the place there, and not one but two oceans. I like the weather, a little bit warmer. I really like the warm weather. And three, the wealth. No state income tax helps a lot on that.
Yep, that's true. Though they have the sales tax. And
they do have sales tax. Any form of taxation is too much for me. I think the most reasonable tax, just to be reasonable, not radical, but reasonable, is zero.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. So, I mean, you've seen obviously half the festival or convention so far. What's stood out to you?
Oh, wow. I guess it's the combination of the people. We just got finished with one with Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of
Ross.
She's
always
a wonderful mother. I got a chance to know her and Ross very well.
Really?
Working on our free Ross-a-thon. And we had Daryl
behind
Perry.
The scenes on that?
Yeah, Daryl Perry. It was my idea to come up with it.
Great.
We engineered it, pushed it through, made it happen. We had over 14,000 people join us on that.
Amazing.
On an 8-hour Google Hangout, and we raised over $50,000, 100% of which went to the defense of Ross Ulbricht.
That's awesome. We're such huge fans of Ross and you know, everything that he's done for the free market here on Free Talk Live. And
he's wonderful. I'll tell you, I got a chance to meet him also.
When?
I went to prison. First time in my life, I actually went to prison. Mark, you're going to forgive me.
Sound bite, I got you right now.
That's right.
Terry Brock saying, I went to prison.
I went to prison. That's right. It just so happened we did the program, the free Rossathon, the 8 hours in Pennsylvania, just near there, Jim Babb. I knew someone who could take care of that. And then I was attending a conference on Tuesday in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wednesday is visitation day at the Metropolitan Correction Center. So I said, well, Lynn, can we work something out? And it worked out. I went there and had to get the right clothing. You had to jump through all the government hoops and everything. But to be able to look Ross in the eyes for 2 hours talk with him. And when I told him what Nathan Friedman said, it almost made him cry, and me too. When I said, I was on my way there, taking Uber down to the Metropolitan Correctional Center. I said, Nathan, I'm going to meet with Ross in just a few moments. What would you want to say to him? And he sent me a text back and he said, tell him, thank you, for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Often that is said to service people who are serving in a military capacity.
Right.
But Ross, you are serving all of us by doing what you're doing. And I could see Ross tearing up a little bit there. And it just touched me that here was this brilliant, wonderful man. This just marvelous guy you would want to get to know.
Of course.
Imprisoned by a state under unjust charges.
Terry, thanks for sitting in with us here for a little bit. I know your schedule is super busy. So
I'm going to get back and see some people. But before I go, I got to say, I love both of you, what you're doing. We listen to you. Love Free Talk Live. Keep up the good work.
TerryBrock.com. Go check him out there. And thank you, Terry. We're coming up here from Anarchapulco in moments.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Anarchapulco 2017, third annual edition of this event, the Mundo Imperial Resort, absolutely beautiful venue, humongous convention area, and there's plenty of anarchists and libertarians and voluntarists here at this conference. It is it's been wonderful. The vibe here is fantastic. It reminds me of like old Liberty Forum vibes from way back in the day in New Hampshire. Of course, it's Ian and Mark here in our little remote studio, and joining us a couple of other radio pros from The Crypto Show, which if you are a listener to LRN.fm, you have no doubt heard at some point in our podcast loop. Chris Nenadal and Danny Sesum. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, how are you?
Hey-o.
It's great to have you guys here. And, of course,
great to be here. Thank you.
You host a weekly show. It's called The Crypto Show.
Twice weekly.
I'm so sorry. It's very unusual to find people that produce shows that are that
conference so regularly.
Yes. You were just telling us off the air that you've been doing it for 3 years.
Yes. Since, actually, we started just before the first Texas Bitcoin conference.
Which we went to once upon a time, and I heard there's going to be another one this year.
Yes.
I hope so, yeah. I got to talk to them then.
Yeah, I think the theme might be rodeo or at a dude ranch.
Bitcoin rodeo.
That's going to be so much fun.
The last one was at Austin City Limits, right? The venue?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Moody Theater. Yeah.
Was that 2 years ago now?
Like, yeah.
It's coming on.
So they skipped a year?
They were busy.
Yeah, well,
busy, and then
they own Factum, so basically they were pretty busy with Factum and some of the implementation.
Because they had a lot going on in the past year, 2 years with Factum, exactly.
Now you guys have an even nicer setup here than we do. It puts us to shame. You have more microphones. You've got like mic arms and everything.
Danny fabricated, and he's in construction. When I met him, he had a broken leg from falling off a roof. he fabricated this studio setup that really makes me quite envious.
He fabricated a new leg for himself, too.
Right? Is that a big one?
So you guys did something interesting this morning at the conference in tandem with Unsung, which we've had Jason King on this show before, and that is one of his other charities that he handles. What is Unsung, and what happened this morning?
Well, with Unsung, I guess the idea would be to get food from restaurants and stuff that's not going to be eaten. And
there's a lot of that.
And they would give it to homeless people that need it.
As opposed to throwing it away.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't really have time to do all that, so we're sponsored by Dash. And a third of what we're sponsored from Dash for our radio advertising actually goes to Unsung. So each month we find different events that we can host and use that money to feed the homeless.
It's nice.
Last month we were able to do it at the Miami Bitcoin Conference, just right there in the middle of the conference. Mm-hmm. And so I had the idea, hey, let's do it again in Acapulco. And so I reached out last week to some guys here in Acapulco, and they hooked me up with a motorcycle gang. He's really thuggish.
Who the hell did you reach out to?
Oh, Michael Nimitz. He put me in touch with La Baja or something.
All the reaching out I've done in my life, I've never ended up connected with a Mexican motorcycle gang.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty amazing, man. They show up.
I saw them.
They
look like tough guys, but they seem very nice.
Right.
Hell's Angels is helping us get back.
We walked across the street to the grocery store, bought all the stuff we needed. We made the meals right here in the middle of the conference so that everybody would ask, hey, what are you doing? And then we could explain, hey, why don't you just set up your own Facebook page of Unsung in your neighborhood and get it going yourself. You don't have to go to unsung.com or any of that. Just be your own, through a Facebook group.
It's a great idea.
So after we made the meals, we took it to an orphanage, and there were 65 kids there.
And you were escorted by the bikers,
No, not only were we escorted, the dude let me drive his Harley to the orphanage. It was awesome.
Okay, so all the reaching out I've ever done in my life, I've never been connected with a Mexican motorcycle gang that would allow me to ride their Harley Davidson to deliver food to an orphanage. I mean, it's a heck of a story.
It was so awesome. Yeah, we showed up there, and the kids, you know, we brought the food in. They all sat down, and they gave us these handmade cards colored with pencils and stuff, thanking us for doing this.
How many kids?
65.
Wow, okay.
So. It was pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine what, how do they get their funding, this place?
The orphanage is just people that are donating. A lot of the things that are donated, you could tell they were selling down below to to come up with currency for things like clothing and stuff like that.
So they do like a goodwill thing, the Utah donation.
Right out of their garage that's kind of underneath the orphanage there.
And
I mean, I wish I was an orphan at that place. Jesus, it's right. It's right on the beach.
Oh.
Coconut trees everywhere. I'm like, damn, I wish I could live here.
I don't know. Living on the beach is a little overrated. You're probably tired of it. All the sand everywhere.
So says you. We're hundreds of miles from the beach where we live.
Indeed.
Yeah, true. I mean, we grew up in the coast of Florida.
Yeah.
So we're kind of
you're spoiled, that's why.
Yeah. It's pretty much what it is.
Well, you know, when you live there, you don't go to the beach. You know, you've been there, right?
Right, makes sense. Grass is always greener.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of the kids?
Yeah.
What they have to say?
We didn't understand.
Hola,
exactly.
Not nothing.
Yeah. Hello, thank you. No, actually, they started singing songs for us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thanking and saying, thank you, uncle.
Deal. Yeah. It's a term of endearment, so that's good. Yeah. So.
You mentioned unsung.com, but your shirt says unsung.org. Is that what you meant to say?
Yes, unsung.org.
Unsung.org. So, excellent news. I'm glad to hear that went well. Did you get any video of it, by the way?
Yeah, there is some.
Okay, cool.
Is it on your Facebook page? Or you got on your Facebook
not
page?
Yet. I mean, I just got back from this.
All right.
I just got back, went and had lunch, and now I'm here.
Where can people find you?
At thecryptoshow.com.
Excellent. And that is, like you said, twice a week. It airs live, right?
Mm-hmm.
On
89.1 FM in Austin.
In Austin, Texas.
Yeah, or you can go to thecryptoshow.com/listen live.
And you're streaming
that's
live
like
there.
The longest running pirate radio station.
It is probably, 11, 12 years at the
time? Something like that. If it's not the longest, it's certainly one of the longest.
Why haven't they shut them down?
Because they're a legal team that's running it, and all they do is fight the government to stay on air. They're like, you know, screw you and your fees, whatever. We don't need a license.
Right.
They stay under 1,500 watts. It's right at 1,500 watts, so it's legal to do so.
What does 1,500 watts have to do with something like
that? Apparently, that has something to do with the FCC.
Okay.
I don't know anything about that. As far as I can tell, it's that if you aren't going to pay them, they can't do much about it.
Right.
Do you know if they've ever taken them to court?
Yes, they do. So far, over this amount of years, I think they've paid about $12,000 in fines.
They actually paid.
Yeah, so compared to the price of a license. Hey, that's a
deal. That's a very good point.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Compared to the price that you'd pay to rent antenna space on a tower.
And that's where they get attacked. It has nothing to do with what they're broadcasting. But we're not allowed to say that we're broadcasting for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, they use like ordinances and stuff to go after where the tower is positioned. And they'll try to
sue. The city does.
The city does. Yeah. So, they come at all these different angles to try to.
Luckily, towers are mobile. At least this one is.
That is so awesome. It's so inspirational, and I hope that we can find people who are willing to, follow that that model, because in my opinion, it's one of the best outreach projects you can possibly do.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can help them out at logosradionetwork.com.
Yeah.
They accept donations. They've been listener supported. In addition to the pro bono work of the legal team, it's been a fully listener supported network the whole time it's existed.
It's incredible.
So
you guys are going to be live here doing a debate between Roger Veer and Tone Vase. We've had over the last 2 days, we had them both on separately, and we could tell. In fact, they came in and they were kind of arguing with one another in here, like, oh god, I gotta see this happen in person. So I'm hoping to come in there and maybe get some video of that when it happens.
We'll stream it to Facebook
I hate to push these things as debates. I hope that the truth comes out in this discussion.
Fair enough. Thecryptoshow.com. Check them out. We appreciate you guys coming on today.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
We're coming up from an Archipelago.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarcapulco 2017, the beautiful Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. It's Ian and Mark here with you with longtime guest and friend of the show, Adam Kokesh. Hey, Adam.
Beautiful honor as always.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Although I gotta say, they're having an anarchist get together at a place called Mundo Imperial. And it's very imperial feeling. It's this huge, beautiful open space, big Greek-esque statue all over the place.
Have you tried to get out?
No, you know what? I haven't been off the property since I've been here.
It's a really nice prison. It's a really, really nice prison.
I've tried
to get out. And you can't.
Let's get all the anarchists together in one place so they can be taken out at the same time.
I don't know what to tell you. We went out last night.
Yeah, Ian escaped out the driveway.
Yeah, and went out to Taqueria, which was very, very nice, and went grocery shopping. There's all kinds of cheap alcohol right across the street.
You know, one of the greatest things that Berwick says, Jeff Berwick, our host here, Dollar Vigilante, is that the more corrupt a government is, the more free you are. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that is like an ultimate truth that holds true everywhere and in every
Probably
sense.
Not in North Korea.
fair enough.
I don't know. I heard you can smoke weed there legally.
But see, it's not corrupt in North Korea. It's like deliberately totalitarian, whereas in here in Mexico, you get pulled over, slip the guy a 20, you go, you're free, you know, as opposed to the United States, you get a $200 ticket and a huge legal hassle and have to, you don't really have to, but court and all that, you know, it's like, where are you more free?
Have to.
I've missed a lot of court dates in my days, just saying.
And you've gone to jail.
That's a good point. No. Well, you know what, if I may, I think the last time I was on the show here, I was talking about getting banned from flying out of Baltimore because the TSA thought that my ankle bracelet from being
was
on probation
B-O-M-B.
Was B-O-M-B. And I got it, so I got a TSA charge out of that, and I skipped the court date knowing that, it, in worst case, I end up with a bench warrant in Maryland. Okay, so I don't drive in Maryland anymore. Cool. You know, if we go on tour in Maryland, I make sure I'm not driving. Mm-hmm. I don't interact with law enforcement in Maryland. I ended up getting a letter from the TSA, like, 6 months later saying, we reduced it to a warning. The funny thing is, flying back from Mexico when I was in Puerto Vallarta for ayahuasca, they were like, they stopped me coming in because there was a warrant for my arrest, and I had to be like, no, 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 that was resolved. And that, you know, half-hour delay coming into the country. But and when I go back, I'm thinking about this. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking I'm going to sneak back into the United States instead of go through customs so I can do it again in 4 years and be like, see, Trump didn't really change anything, and this is futile. And just debating immigration is so silly right now because it's like, should we ride unicorns to Mars? Should we have government put up a barrier that's impenetrable to human beings trying to sneak across it? Once you realize it's impossible, the conversation's kind of moot.
It's a crazy time right now in the United States. And I got to say, I'm not looking forward to the flight back. I'm not. There have been these news stories where the TSA can demand a password, demand that you put in a password onto your devices.
Now,
let them
rip the data. Yeah.
You can refuse, but then they can just take your device and then keep it for however long they would like to.
Evidence.
Yeah, and so, you know, what do you do? Well, what I'm going to
you abolish the government, that's the answer.
Well, that'd be nice. But in the meantime, my plan is to, like, wipe as much, you know, log out of everything, uninstall programs.
Oh, geez.
Wipe out, you know, clear cookies. Basically make it as bland and as boring
so
of
much
a,
work.
A laptop. Yeah, it
my,
could be
my
a few
laptop
hours.
Is an extension of my brain. Like,
right.
I could not do that.
Yeah, well,
like,
do you want them to read all your, you know, messages on Facebook and everything? They'll do it.
I have no problem with that, actually. And, you know, when they say, you know, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Well, that's why the government should declassify everything. Otherwise, we know they're totally full of crap. But in my case, you know, I respect other people who want to have real privacy in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a public figure as an activist for about a decade now.
Sure.
Coming up on my 10-year anniversary with the anniversary of the Iraq War, March 19th. And I've come to this resignation that, at least for myself, and I think for some people, they would be wise to adopt this. I just propose this as one, or put this out as one strategy to have in relationship to this, which is just live with no secrets. You know, live in line with your values, live comfortable with who you are, so that if anybody were to ever find anything, you know, even if you do something wrong, and you guys have both, and I, just because I know you guys both as friends personally, I'm familiar with some of the adventures and misadventures you've been on.
Some.
And we've, all three of us together in conversation, have owned a lot of mistakes. And I think if you live that way and you really say, I want to live openly, transparently, with no secrets, with no privacy, maybe not no privacy, because you still have privacy within this, but if I make a mistake, I want it to be out there. I want it to be called out. I want to be corrected
for that.
I agree with
what you're saying, and to some extent, when you're a public person, you're doing that to at some level, but to just allow the government to, you know, to consent to them going through all of your stuff. I mean,
well, I would never consent.
Well, but ultimately, that's what you would be doing.
You
by
consent
typing
by
the password.
You consent by living in the United States, and you know that.
Well, and you know, the NSA wants to go through your stuff, they probably can
anyway.
So you can accept that. But there's just something about just saying, okay, yeah, here's all my stuff. Just letting them in when you could take a few steps to just, you know, clear all your cookies, log out of Facebook, because if they get
you
out of the
a few
laptop,
steps was 2 hours.
Yeah,
well,
see, even all my porn is very vanilla, so like I'm not worried about any of that either. Like, let it out. Who cares? You know, like, and if I had some weird thing, I'd own it. You know,
sure. It's one thing about your porn collection, but it's another thing when it's a conversation that you might be having with somebody else who doesn't know that you're doing that, right? So like, if you're having
so this is the thing. If it's a digital conversation in this day and age, unless you have offline, complete end-to-end offline encryption, you cannot be sure that what you're doing is secure.
You.
And everybody knows this. No matter
but
what,
have
you're,
but
you
what they have is your end.
On your phone.
They have your end.
I don't
they have that end. And if it's
your
not
end,
locked
no, no,
out.
Your, my end is never offline. Your computer is always hooked up to the internet, right? Or not always. But if the CIA really wanted to send in a virus and crack your stuff and get all your data, like, it's not secure. It's an illusion of you are busting your butt
but
for an illusion.
then they have to work for it.
Privacy.
At least then they have to work for it.
No, you're, they have all
are
the.
Are you really
like
advocating
guns
right now? Are you really advocating that people should just let the government into their laptop?
Well, no. I think we should resist as reasonably we can, but I don't think we should lose sleep over
that.
It. I don't think it's worth it.
I'm not losing sleep over it.
It's your personal choice.
If I'm sitting in the airport,
you're losing something if you spent 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. The government just manipulated you into spending 2 hours.
The time in the airport that I'm sitting waiting for the plane, I can be just logging out of stuff.
You could be, you know, looking at porn instead.
Mm-hmm. That's not a nice
thing. You could be calling radio stations to have them carry
not
a free
in Mexico.
Truck
I can't call anybody.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't call anybody in
Mark's
Mexico.
On send emails.
No, I just, Ian, I'm not saying this is right for everybody. I'm just saying I'm very comfortable with it, and it's right for me. And I think everybody who understands it should at least consider this approach.
Well, I know. I totally see what you're saying. It's just that it's not like they're going to find anything incriminating, but it's none of their damn business.
How many
and
statements
so
do
I'm
I
going
get
to
today?
Do? You can have more than one. We're going to talk about your presidential campaign here in a moment. But it's not that they're. It's
found
that,
Ian's buttons. You put them on again. Happens all the time.
The other thing is, you don't always know what it is that's illegal. Okay, so here's the other thing. Even if you don't think
yeah,
you
no,
have
so that's a different liability. Everything's illegal, so they can come after you and find you for it, and
right.
say that's
even
illegal.
Even if you don't think you have something to hide, you may still have something that they don't
you know,
like and that they may charge you
no,
with.
No, you can't even worry about that, because if they want to set you up, they'll set you up.
That's
there's
true.
Nothing you can do about it.
Yep,
sorry.
That's true.
Like, it's not even worth losing sleep over.
All right, Adam Kokesh is here. He is running for president in the year 2020.
Starting now.
And you
wait,
are...
Wait, no, I'm running for not president.
With the Libertarian Party.
It's such an unlibertarian thing to say I'm running for president, as in I want to preside over people or rule people.
Yeah,
or
so
run
what does
this.
That mean, then, to be not president? What is that?
Well, when I say I'm running for not president, I actually mean that in a very serious sense as it relates to the platform, which is the immediate dissolution in a peaceful, orderly manner of the entire United States federal government. So the plan is to go in, sign a single executive order in which we declare the federal government to be of no authority. I resign as president to become custodian of the federal government of the United States and appoint custodians of every major agency. So we have a cabinet of custodians, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And within this executive order, you have the outline of a pretty specific plan of what you do with each agency and spin them off or dissolve them, privatize them, or localize them. So, like, for example, the VA. There's no reason the VA should not exist. It just should not be funded by tax dollars.
Right.
So it can be given an endowment, and you know what I think would happen?
And those veterans were promised things. They were promised by an organization, however, that, you know,
well,
steals things, right?
It'd be nice to honor that. The way I think of this...
And
is,
you are a veteran, by the way, for listeners
right.
that may not be familiar. Hold that thought. We're going to get deeper into it here in a moment with Adam Kokesh. What's the best website for you these days?
TheFreedomLine.com.
TheFreedomLine.com. We're coming up here from Anarchapulco with Adam Kokesh.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You may own a knife. But if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco, and you can't join the conversation tonight. Sorry, unless you're actually here at Anarchapulco, in which
you
case
should be.
We'd love to talk to you. But, you know, we're doing interviews only. We're actually pre-recording all of these just because it's too hard to schedule people to come back later at night. Can you come back at 9 p.m.? No, nobody wants to do that.
We're all wasted by then here.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, at the pool,
at the
Libertarian
Conference. So
and
anyway,
it's in Mexico.
We're having fun with a lot of the great folks here. Adam Kokesh, longtime guest of the show, sometime co-host, actually. You used to co-host Free Talk Live when I was in jail back in the day. And then you went to
civil disobedience
in D.C. So, by the way, just a quick update. I know you probably updated our listeners last time, but you're done with, like, suspended sentences, probation.
Yeah, I'm just a felon at this point.
Was it a felony?
Three.
Jeez.
So you wandered into Washington, D.C. You wanted to show that the laws in Virginia that allowed you to open carry a pistol on one side of a bridge, where it's kind of silly that you can do it on one side of a bridge, but you can't do it on another.
Yeah.
You did a little video where you basically racked a shotgun at very least in front of a picture of something.
No, I did it.
It was real.
I confessed at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was real.
In Washington, D.C., and it just made him so mad.
The ironically named Freedom Plaza.
Yeah. And now you want to go back to that place. You want to go back as not president, as you were just telling us.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that soon after signing this executive order, we would be turning the White House over to the White House Museum Association to convert it into a museum, and I would probably set up shop in the Pentagon for the
now, executive orders,
process of the dissolution.
I figured you'd have a mobile home.
Oh, man, you got me. That's even better. I'll park it at the Pentagon in the parking lot, you know, and go, or so, you know, maybe I'll be
right in the parking
mobile
lot. Yeah,
that'll be
like Trapper John, MD.
Oh, social Secret Service will hate me. I'm rolling around and I'm sleeping in a 19-foot RV trailer that I've been living for last year.
They will
years.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, as we've seen with the Trump administration, executive orders don't always mean a whole lot. I mean, how do you know the Supreme Court's not going to come in and say, overruled?
Yeah. Well, duh.
Well, this is one of those cases, and I really want to get back, if we can, to the agency by agency how this would work.
Okay.
But the requirement to really win on this platform is not 51% of the vote, or even, you know, 34% in a three-way race where the
libertarian running on this platform gets 34%, Republicans and Democrats get 33% each. No. In order to carry out a platform like this, you need a national consensus. The way I think about this, to put it in maybe more free market or libertarian terms, is I'm not really running for president. I'm running as like a third-party dispute resolution arbiter going in and like, hey, there's an unethical thing that has been done here. There's an unethical institution that shouldn't exist. There's a giant pile of stolen property that we should do our best to return to the people from whom it was stolen. Mm-hmm. There's a giant pile of land property that's been claimed by federal government that has no right to it whatsoever that should be, if not turned over to the states, made available for homesteading to be opened up as, you know, to be developed by individuals. That, you know, so I really think of this in those terms rather than I'm taking charge of this office or taking on any authority. I'm really being hired to perform a very specific function of, we're going to dissolve the federal government now. We're not going to do this anymore. We're going to let the states be the highest form of government in the land. And with that overwhelming consensus, the Supreme Court is immediately declared of no authority. If you have an overwhelming majority, like I think it's going to, you're going to have to win with 60%, 70%, you know, or nobody coming out to vote at all if that's the case. You know, at my talk yesterday, I asked this crowd, and this is really a lot of people think that voting is an act of a violation of the non-aggression principle, which is a silly misunderstanding. Yeah. It's an expression of preference. There's no, the violation of the non-aggression principle is holding an election and forcing the results on people, not going and voting defensively or for less violence or expressing a preference or even expressing a preference.
We've had long
for violence.
Your
audience.
With the anti-voters on our show.
So our audience believes all kinds of different things.
Right. But well, here we have a very anti-voting crowd.
Sure.
And I asked them, you know, after talking about my campaign, I said, how many of you don't vote? And it was like 3/4 of the audience. And
right.
I said, thank you for your support. You know, like as long as you're not voting for a statist, you know, you're on Team Freedom. I've already got your support. I really appreciate that.
Choosing not to vote is different than claiming that voting is aggression or whatever.
Of
those
course.
Are different things.
Yeah,
I understand why when someone's demoralized about their options out there. You know, I voted for Gary Johnson not because I thought he was God King, but because I thought that he was the least distasteful of three
God
or four
kings.
Options.
Well, and I would say that voting is generally a waste of time most of the time.
Yeah,
and if you have something better
to do. Unless you live in New Hampshire, in which case you can actually vote for real principled libertarian, voluntarist,
yes.
anarchist types who
yes.
are actually on the ballot and winning
or
in New
Hampshire. When government has to concede a major portion of their racket, namely the drug war centered around marijuana prohibition, and you can come out and vote and actually change policy, yeah, please.
That's
if,
worth
if
it.
If you can make a difference
yep.
by voting in those rare occasions, yes, you have not a responsibility, not an obligation, but you have an opportunity to make change through voting.
Colorado is a perfect, you know, Washington,
yeah,
all
so
these
many.
Other states. I mean, it's made a difference there.
And voting, registering to vote allows you to get on juries, which then you are one of very few people who are on the jury
mm-hmm.
who get to make a decision.
Vote not guilty.
Right. Regarding people. And sometimes they are guilty. I'm just saying.
You know? Well, if it's a victimless crime, they're not. And if the state is coming after them, they're the guilty party.
Right.
And you have the opportunity to protect them from the state.
If it's a criminal case and that's a victimless crime, then one juror makes the difference
that's
every
right.
single time. So, and you can't tell me that you know, voting in that case is aggression.
Right.
Tell me.
Right. So if I may...
Then it's heroic.
Exactly.
If you vote not guilty there.
Because you're also taking a small risk from... the court. But anyway, if I may get back to the VA, because this is something really dear to me as a veteran who sees...
You're the Marines.
Veteran suicide... Yeah. You could tell from the stupid look on my face. Thank you.
That's a good joke.
When we have 22 veteran suicides a day in America,
yeah.
and you know that there are an incredible amount of resources going towards taking care of veterans and they're not connecting, I would love to see nothing more than the VA turned into a private charity with an endowment from We Sell... you know, all the military gear owned by the United States military. Now, I'll come back to the finances of this in a second, but we give the VA an endowment and let the veterans own it. Every single veteran in America gets a single voting share. Now, veterans control those resources. The VA belongs to the veterans. I guarantee you you're going to see a dramatic drop in veteran suicides. You detach it from the tax base. You detach it from the politicians. You will provide that essential social service better.
During the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, there were more veterans killing themselves each year than there were dying
in combat
on these battlefields.
Yeah. Sick.
It's crazy.
Literally crazy. So in the general principle here, I think what we can do is sell off the assets of the federal government and use it to mm-hmm. create endowments to meet the obligations that the federal government has taken on in order to convince people to go along with its theft racket.
So I remember Harry Brown's campaign, the Libertarian candidate from mm-hmm. 1996 and 2000. Mm-hmm. I think his pitch was that they were going to not only sell the assets, but also like demolish the IRS building and sell off pieces of the IRS building. So that people could buy a piece of the IRS building and then use that money to pay off Social Security recipients and pay off the VA recipients.
Yeah,
and like that.
And you create you separate it from taxation, which is theft, you know. But you can create an endowment based on this and let it run out, let it fade out. Or you're essentially privatizing Social Security with government money that's already been stolen and actually making it stronger and potentially better for the long run, because now it can morph into something that is sustainable and in harmony with the needs of the people it's supposed to be serving.
The money that you could get from selling the land that the government, just the land alone, let alone the buildings or whatever other mm-hmm. assets they have. But
most of the western states are a majority.
That's a huge asset.
So some agencies, like the IRS, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of fun creative stuff that we can work into this.
Harry Brown had some good ideas, man. He really did. I'm a Harry Brown libertarian. He's the guy that brought me mm-hmm. into this movement.
Right on. Yeah, hugely influential.
The last great presidential candidate that they ever had.
Oh, but Narek, gotta give
him. Narek was good.
He was the first person I ever voted for president. I'm a few years behind you. That was 2004.
He was good, and then they went downhill from there.
Well, there's not a single complaint that I've ever heard anyone make about the Libertarian Party that would not be solved by them showing up and doing something about it. So I'm showing up and
within the party trying to make a difference.
Yeah. It's really a beautiful open source platform.
What are you going to do about big fat naked guys dancing on stage?
You should hire him.
Yeah, he's a really better lighting, disco lights, better music, sound, production. I think if we're going to have dancing naked guys on stage, we just need to make sure that the production values are respected by mainstream society.
Yeah. I mean, he only had a cell phone that he could play his music from. So.
Yeah, it was just weak.
He was rushed, too. I mean, he had to disrobe quickly.
He had the physique down. Yeah. He had the dancing enthusiasm down.
It was the right song. I think it was something about sex with a bearded man.
Beard. If your mom doesn't have... Or if your dad doesn't have a beard, you've got two moms, those guys. Yeah. The IRS is an agency that you can just be like, no, you don't even get 2 weeks' notice. You get 2 months' notice. We get elected in November. We take office in January. Mm-hmm. You're done.
You're done.
First, the executive order is signed. You're done. If you're not part of the cleanup crew, you go home. That's it. Mm-hmm. Done. Clean out your desk. If we're nice, we won't cut your hands off. Right? Some agencies need to be localized. Like, there are a lot of essential social services provided by the federal government where there are roles of people who are on welfare, who are receiving benefits, and involved in significantly involved programs where you don't want to pull the rug out from underneath anybody. You want to allow for a peaceful transition to state agencies. Department of Justice is another example of that kind of agency where you have millions of people in jail.
Hold that thought.
We're
coming up with Adam Kokesh from Anarchapulco in moments.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.